program, and we've featured youngsters in the last couple of weeks that have really made a difference and have been wanting to fly the South African flag quite high on the international stage. But so many people are limited by a lack of funds. And the next story we're going to bring you is no exception to that. We came upon the story in Ground Up of a young man named Litha Mdlalisi, who's the only South African team member from the Eastern Cape to be selected for the Kyoko Shinkan World Union Karate Tournament in Kazakhstan on the 7th and 8th of December. Now, he needs 20,000 rand to get there, but unfortunately, those funds have not been forthcoming. Let's speak to Litha. Litha, good afternoon, and thank you so much for joining us on Afternoon Drive today. Congratulations, first of all, on being crowned the only team member from the Eastern Cape to be selected for this competition. How exactly did you get to that point?
Thank you very much, madam, and good afternoon.
Hi there. Yes, Litha. Tell me about your karate career, and the fact that you've now reached this point where you are able to go overseas potentially to represent the country.
Yes. First of all, yeah, I started karate when I was 17. Yes, and then the first time I started to train karate, I just wanted to be a street fighter. Okay? But when I started to train karate, there was more on it. Yeah? And then it was more of discipline, and it grows you as a person. And then I started to enjoy karate, and yeah, I think started to enjoy it. I think it was 2007. Yeah, and then my first international tournament was the world tournament was on 2017 in Russia. Yeah, it was hard. It wasn't easy, and most of the time we don't get support in.
Yes.
South Africa.
Yes, of course.
Yeah, so it's hard for us to travel.
Yeah.
It is expensive also because we have to use our money to travel.
Right.
So it's not easy, and most of the fighters they don't compete to other tournaments, more special in those big tournaments because of financial problems and
yes,
all that.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, Litha, I must first of all congratulate you because, I mean, many people start with karate as kids, you know, when they're much younger.
Yes.
You started at 17 and you've covered so much ground since then. Tell for me about this. I understand that the tournament organizers, Ground Up is telling us, will cover all your costs like accommodation.
Yes.
What you need is the air ticket, you need money for a visa, and you need the team tracksuit. Is that right?
Yes, that's correct. Yes.
All right. And have you had any donations so far?
Yes. Yeah. Today I was called by Eastern Cape Provincial Treasurer.
Yes.
And they promised to pay me only for international flights.
International flights. Okay. So part of it is covered.
The only thing that is not covered is the visa application.
Yes.
And also domestic flights from Island to Jovic.
All right. Okay, so that's more reasonable. Tell me, what amount is that? Can you give us an estimate? No, not quite.
Estimate, it's around about 10,000 rand.
10,000, okay.
Or 9 years. Yes.
9 or 10.
Yeah.
All right.
Plus minus 9, 10 years.
Okay. All right. So what we're going to do is put it out there to our listeners. And guys, you know, our people are making us so proud. Here we have another gentleman, a 33-year-old gentleman who has started karate at the very late age of 17 for someone who is able to compete at an international level. But he's done so well. He has been able to secure a position in this international competition, the Kyoko Shinkan World Union Karate Tournament in Kazakhstan. It's happening on the 7th and 8th of December. And he's managed to get his international travel costs covered, right? So what he needs money for at this point is the travel costs from the Eastern Cape to Gauteng to fly out from here. And he also needs money for the visa. And he estimates this is going to be around about 9 or 10,000 rand.
Joanne Joseph, taking your calls on 011-883-0702.
20 minutes to five on the program, and we've had a bit of a response to that appeal that we put out for Litha Mdlalisi. And of course, I told you a moment ago that this is a young man who's now in his 30s. He's 33. He started his karate career at 17, which is fairly late, and yet he's turned out to be a real champion. He's been chosen, the only South African team member chosen from the Eastern Cape to be selected for the Kyokushinkan World Union Karate Tournament. It's happening in Kazakhstan in the first week of December. And he came out saying, first of all, that he needed quite a large sum of money to get there. Well, relatively large. It was 20,000 at first. Thankfully, he's had a donation that will allow him to be able to travel internationally. So that has made it a little bit more accessible. And ladies, I'm going to ask you to get Litha back on the line for us at this point, please, because we need to have a chat to him. We have some good news for Litha Mdlalisi. And essentially, let's take some of your calls in this regard. Sean, is it Posehn from Kalula is on the line to us. He's the head of marketing. Sean, good afternoon. Thank you very much for coming on to the program and for listening to Litha's story and for wanting to help.
Hi, yes. Thank you for having me on air. It's great to be on air. Yeah, we heard the story, and as a true South African brand, you know, we love to see people growing, learning, and we think it's a great opportunity. We wish him all the best, and we'd love to provide the flights for him from East London to Johannesburg.
Oh, wow. Fantastic, Sean. Thank you very, very much for that. We really appreciate that assistance, and Litha will no doubt as well. I want to bring into the conversation, because the other thing outstanding was, of course, the visa fee. It's not cheap to travel to Kazakhstan. We haven't been able to determine yet what a visa to Kazakhstan actually costs. But let's get talking to Doug in Sandton, who's on the line to us. Doug, I believe you're able to help with the visa fee.
Hi, Jan. Yeah, I mean, I'm not sure what it costs, but I'm happy to donate R1,000 to Yavita's efforts. I think it's magnificent that he's worked so hard and been selected for South Africa. Congratulations to him. That's awesome.
Oh, it's wonderful of you, Doug. Thank you so much for that. Anil in Blair Gowrie is also on the line to us. Hi, Anil.
Hi.
Hi there. So you've heard Lita's story. Are you able to help in any way?
Yes, like Doug, once I know what the cost is, I'm prepared to make some contribution towards it.
Okay, fantastic. Anil, thank you so much for that. And the man at the center of all of this, Litha Mdlalisi, is back on the line to us. Litha, we've got some good news for you. First of all, we've spoken to Kalula, the head of marketing, who has just offered to fly you from East London to Johannesburg. So that flight is taken care of. And we have spoken to a couple of listeners who've decided to come on air, and they will contribute to your visa. They will be able to pool that money. There are also a couple who don't want to come on air, but have decided. Joseph, for example, would like to donate R1,000. One of our listeners called Bridget will make a private donation. She doesn't want to go on air either. But you've got support from lots of people. Litha, are you with us?
Thank you. Yeah, thank you very much. Eh? Thank you, man.
So, Litha, it looks like you're going to Kazakhstan.
Come again?
It looks like you're about to go to Kazakhstan. How are you feeling about that?
Yeah. I'm very happy. Thank you very much, guys.
All right. Thank you.
it was stressing. It was stressing at first. Yeah, but now I think I'm really going to Kazakhstan.
All right, Litha, take lots of pictures because I'm very, very interested to see what you see and experience there. And please just keep in contact with us to let us know how it's going there as well. Litha Mdlalisi, originally from Lusikisiki, he has a first Q brown belt and graduated for a first Dan black belt in June. He's gone from, you know, just a starter at the age of 17 to this champion at the age of 33. So in that short time, he's managed to make up everything that's required in order to be able to achieve that and to go overseas to represent the country. Thank you to Ground Up for actually telling us that story, because it's wonderful to be able to get these grassroots stories out there. Very, very excited indeed for Litha.